this week, you found that Latino voters had a major sway in the elections. What did you find?
We think that Latino voters provided the critical margin, particularly in the Western Senate elections, for Senator Bennett in Colorado, for Harry Reid in Nevada. We also think that Latinos are part of the significant Democratic advantage enjoyed in California. In our view, Latinos are the real sort of firewall for Democrats out in the West.
And I know one of these findings was that Jerry Brown received great support for the governor's race.
Yes.
What did you find, and why do you think that is?
We find a huge a percentage of the Latino vote going for Jerry Brown. And we think that's for a couple of reasons. First of all, the Latino vote in California has been politicized for almost two decades now as a consequence of anti-immigration politics. But the particular details of the Whitman campaign put her in a difficult spot, the entire undocumented housekeeper story and all the hubbub raised awareness of the different messages she was sending in English language and Spanish language advertisement, prompting some very severe criticism of her from both the left and the right about saying different things to different audiences. And I think this really turned off the Latino vote.
How do you think the issue of immigration, especially in California, influences the Latino vote?
So immigration is sort of the underlying subtext of almost every political question in the Latino community. About 85% of all Latinos are within two generations of the immigration experience. So if they themselves are not immigrants, parents or grandparents are. So targeting of immigrants tends to be very personal for Latinos, and I think this is one of the areas where the GOP has sort of consistently gotten it wrong. That is, they think that they can appeal to Latinos while still scapegoating immigrants, when in fact the overlap is so substantial, not just among the immigrants themselves, but among people whose families are connected, that they're not separating that in their mind, and it's creating a negative backlash.
What do you think these polls that you've come up with say about the changing landscape of the U.S., and how it might play out in the future?
I think in the end, the one thing I would have to say is that the story of California in the mid-1990s continues to be the story of Latino political engagement. That is, scapegoating Latinos and immigrants frequently has short-term electoral gain for some number of Republican candidates, but in the long run costs them the opportunity to mobilize more Latinos into the GOP. And given the nature of the demographics, the rapidly growing Latino population, and the shrinkage of whites as a share of the overall population, that's a long-term loser for the Republican Party.
Great. Well, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.